Well, good morning. Welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's good to be with you this morning, and going to be a lot of activity after the service. We're having a baptism, but we're also having just burger and hamburgers on us. You didn't have to bring anything. I know in the bulletin it said you could bring a side dish, but that's fine if you didn't. That's good. We want to fellowship with you afterwards. But let's begin by opening up in our Psalm 3. We're going through the book of Psalms, reading it in the morning. You can follow your Bible or you can look on the overhead. But this is a Psalm of David. And the situation is Absalom, David's son, and Absalom's followers were making a coup on the kingdom, David's kingdom. And David is crossing now. He's fleeing Jerusalem. He's crossing the Kidron Valley at night barefoot. David's still trusting the Lord, but he's grieving. He's grieving over a son who is rebellious, Absalom, and he's grieving over the fact that there's temporary loss of his kingdom. So Psalm 3, why don't you follow along as I read? Lord, how they have increased who trouble me. Many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say to me, there is no help for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. I'm going to have Stacy come and open for us in a word of prayer.
Good morning, family. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, and we're so grateful and thankful for you, Lord. We're so grateful and thankful, Lord, that you know us, Lord, and in spite of us, Lord, you love us with an unconditional love that we could probably never know. And we're so grateful for that, Lord. And I think of that psalmist, Lord, and there's so much times and in a time like this, even in our world, that the enemy seems to have such a stronghold on us. And yet, the psalmist reminds us, as David reminds us, Thou, O Lord, you are a shield about us. You're our glory. You are the lifter of our heads. Lord, we thank you so much, Lord, man, that you are our glory. And you've given us your strength, Lord, to continue on. You give us the ability to endure the things the world and the enemy and the flesh want to throw at us, Lord. And man, Lord, you give us the ability to proclaim Jesus Christ to the world around us. And Lord, that last verse, you tell us that we are your blessing. And imagine that, Lord. You're a blessing to us, Lord, as your love just pours out upon us. And yet you say that we're a blessing to you, Lord. So we thank you, Lord. We ask that you would continue, Lord, to minister to our hearts and to our minds this morning, Lord. You have gathered here. It's a privilege that we have. And the purpose of the work that you're doing in our lives, Lord, only you know. So this morning, Lord, we just want to lift up our hearts to you, lift up our heads to you, take our thoughts captive in Christ Jesus, our Lord, and proclaim Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, for who you are. Thank you for the work you're doing in us. Thank you for the work you've done in us. Thank you for the work still yet to be done. And thank you for letting us be your children. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. As we continue to worship, you can feel free to remain standing or be seated.
Power in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. To press in, Lord, that are diligent to pursue that with you. Thank you, Father. We know that there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I could search for you all stand with us.